Good afternoon, Councillor. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time out from a busy schedule to join us today.
No problem at all, Joe. No problem. Delighted to be able to facilitate you.
Yeah, and indeed, I suppose, on behalf of all the volunteers at Ross FM, thanks to Roscommon County Council for their support of the station. We're trying to get back out there into the heart of the community. And I know that you've been instrumental in the council in facilitating our outside broadcast today as well. So just on behalf of the volunteers, I just want to say thank you for that as well.
Oh, no problem at all, Joe. We were delighted to be associated with Ross FM. You've been fighting a battle there for a long time, trying to keep it going. And Roscommon County Council were delighted to be able to, the Roscommon Municipal Area were delighted to be able to fund you.
Well, thank you for that indeed. And I'm hoping that the partnership will continue there and that we'll be able to work together again. And it's great to have you on air this afternoon at 5 minutes away from 2 o'clock. You've been in the agricultural show for a wee while now, have you?
I've been starting here at 8 o'clock this morning, Joe, so I'm just looking forward out to grabbing a white trees and putting up your feet for an hour.
And can you tell me...
But there's a huge turnout here, Joe. And it's an absolutely fabulous day. Anybody that hasn't made it here so far, they're missing something, a great spectacle altogether. And the amount of horses and ponies and sheep and cattle and even on to the dog show. The dog show has got very popular over the last number of years. And that's today, it's standing out today as being one of the top dog shows in the country.
Well, I saw some of the dogs there earlier on when I was down at the field setting up the OB unit, and thanks to Tom Regan Tractor Sales in Fringe Park for facilitating us with that as well. I've asked some of the other people who came on air that as you walked around the field today, was there anything different or unusual that caught your eye? Anything that you want to tell me about that was different or unusual?
Well, what was here today was the hay cutting machine and turning machine that was produced here in Roscommon. By acres here in Roscommon town, and it's a fabulous turnout. It's of course it's very modern. It's not an old type one, but it's a very newest type. It cuts 3 swarts and then rolls it all into 1 swart. It's a fascinating piece of machinery, a piece of engineering to look at it. I think that was produced here in Roscommon. It's absolutely fabulous.
So
there hasn't been as much as a bit.
So definitely something for the farmers to do there.
Yeah. But I suppose it's getting the vintage stuff here. But I had a gentleman on to me who just makes replicas of them, and he wanted to get the old type cart for bringing in the cocks of hay, and he was very disappointed because we had it here last year, and he was very disappointed about it here because he wanted to take photographs of it and to make a replica of it. But I'm going to try and get in touch with the owner and probably give them a phone number and we can get them in touch then.
So if the owner happened to be listening today, they could give you a quick call?
Somebody says they're listening today, the owner of the hay cart, yeah. And Jerry Hanlon or somebody here will know who went to the last year. So we'll be able to I see your teddy bear coming along here. We have a lovely outfit on him.
So put out a call there for the cart again, just to be sure what you're looking for. It's the old hay cart.
The old type hay cart. It was like a ratchet. The cock of hay was ratcheted up onto the cart.
So if anybody has one of those, there's somebody looking to make a replica of it and take some pictures of it. If you get in touch with the Roscommon Agricultural Show Committee.
Or with
Councillor Dominic Connolly, they'll be delighted to put you in touch with that person. I suppose it's a difficult time to be a councillor at this stage in Roscommon Town, is it?
It's not difficult. If you like helping people out, it's always going to be difficult because you can't help everybody all the time because there's always stumbling blocks in your way. But there's so much out there for housing and special needs and all that, trying to get funding and trying to keep it up. This last number of months now that there has been very good announcements for schools and that were and it's fairly positive that way. But of course, my biggest thing is that when it looks to the area and Roscommon County Hospital reopened again, I keep fighting for that, and that is going to be a long battle. But I keep fighting for as long as I'm a councillor.
I suppose fighting for the people of Roscommon, Roscommon Councillor, doing that, and thank you for doing that. I asked some of the others as well about seeing the shoots, the green shoots. Do you think there is a green shoot in the economy, or do you think we're still in recession? How would you view it from your perspective?
Well, Joe, it's funny enough that there are definitely small improvements, but in the west of Ireland, it's not nearly rampant as it is in Dublin. Then Ireland, the way I describe it, Joe, is Ireland is like a horseshoe. It starts at Dublin and goes down along the east coast and across the south coast and back up along then as far as maybe Cork, around Cork, and up as far as Kerry because of the tourism in Kerry. After that, then, that's the horseshoe. Then after that, in the middle, yeah, and in the west of Ireland, the progress is not nearly as good. It's not nearly as quick. There is a lot of the housing needs and things, and you know, but that's all over. I suppose that's in Dublin as well, in the capital and everything. It's terrible to see so many young people and children homeless at the moment.
I suppose it's the biggest crisis facing us right now. I suppose in Ireland.
And it's one of the biggest. That's the waiting list of the hospitals. Like, you hate to see somebody who's sick and waiting to stay for months and some of them for years of it.
And you know,
there are things that I would like to see put right, but does it take money to put them right? And you know, have we got that sort of money? Are we generating enough money to get all these things done? Please God, we will be. If the economy keeps going the way it is and starts to improve here in the west of Ireland, like it has in the east, then we'll be on the way to recovery much more quickly.
Well, nice of you to say it, and I suppose it's something that you'll be keeping working for. I like your idea of shortening waiting lists and indeed looking after special needs as well. So it's definitely something as an ambition to look forward to. I want to thank you for taking the time out to, first of all, support Ross FM and to come and talk to us today from the Athlone Road in Roscommon Town.
No problem at all, Joe. Thanks very much for ringing me. Thanks very much, and the best of luck to Ross FM. The future.
Councillor Dominic Connolly, thank you for joining us on Ross FM live from the Athlone Road in Roscommon Town. Thanks to Niamh for making it possible as well, our producer in the field this afternoon, one of the volunteers, Niamh, making all the interviews possible for me. It's Athlone Road, Roscommon Town is our address here in Ross FM. If you'd like to become a volunteer, just pop your name and address in an envelope, mark it volunteers and send it to Ross FM, Athlone Road in Roscommon Town.